Blog Talk Radio.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. Say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey, I will wait. do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morgan?
I will trust in the Lord.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God who's the head of our life. Okay, well, it was ending. It had like 5 seconds. I'm sorry. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. First, give honor to God who's the head of our life. The scripture for this morning is Matthew 20 and 16. So the last will be first, and the first will be last. Matthew 20:16. So the last will be first, and the first shall be last. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Please want to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Dinah Douglas, along with none other than Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We are the host of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and we're just excited to have you guys along with us on this morning, just to have you a part of our day as you yield your first fruit, as we yield our first fruit, which is to come before the Lord and to worship and praise Him and to give Him our best on this morning. And we thank God for this opportunity this morning to come and do that with you on today. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further, let us go into the prayer, go into prayer and talk to the Lord. Let's go into effectual fervent prayer and talk to the Lord on this morning before we go in to go a step further on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you first off for being God and being God all by yourself. God, we realize and understand, God, if it had not been for you on our side, Father, we don't know where we would be. God, we would be like a ship that is tossed and driven, God, battered by this angry sea of this life. God, but we realize and understand, God, that when we lean and trust in you, God, that you will make all things well for us, God. So we come this morning, God, with the mindset and the attitude of trusting you, Lord, God. Like the song says, we will trust in the Lord until we die, God. Today, we will trust in you, God. God, no matter what the storms or the rain may be, Father, we will trust in you on this morning. God, we give your name praise. God, we give your name glory. Father, we give your name honor. God, we say unto you that your name is great and a strong tower. God, and we thank you for the ability to run therein and hide and be safe. God, on this morning, God, we like to pray for those, God, that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, touch their lives even now as the word go forth on this Man Up Monday, sir, series of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. God, we pray, God, something is said, something is done that will move, God, the noisome pestilence from their ear, God, that will stop the chaos in their mind, God, that will move the hardness from their heart, that they will experience a walk in the Lord, God, as the man of God comes and bring the word, God, and enhance them, God, God, on them for coming. God, and we thank you in advance for all that you are doing and already done. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. God, and we glorify you for it, God, in advance, for all things being made well. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty and rich name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you guys so much. We thank you guys so much. As always, we're just happy, glad that you are a part of today's broadcast, today's being a part of what God is doing on today. We would like to acknowledge the countries that are listening in today. We have the United States, of course. There's Canada, Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria, South Africa, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. We thank you guys so very much for listening in. And we want you guys to know that we are praying for you. We are interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you. Know that your labor is not in vain. Know that this fight that you're fighting is not in vain. Know that whatever it is that you're doing on that side of the world, that we want to let you know that we are encouraging you. We are strengthening you from this end. We are praying that the Lord will continue not only to keep watch and protect over you, but his hand of mercy and his hand of grace shall find you everywhere that you go. Amen. Amen. So my PSA for this morning, will come from 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. And it says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain, I as I begin to get these PSAs together, I begin to talk to the Lord and I ask the Lord to bring something out of it so we can be, so this PSA could help someone on this morning. And that word steadfast, which is what stuck out to me. That word steadfast stuck out to me. And I asked God, I said, well, God, break it down for me so I can understand, so I can help the people understand. And he told me to go to define the word steadfast. Now, there are four words that is given in this definition, and that's four words. And it is resiliently, it is dutiful, firm, and unwavering. I'm going to read them again. Resiliently, dutiful, firm, and unwavering. Now, I said, God, what do you want me to share with the people? He said, let the people know that no matter where you may find yourself at, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. No matter what your situation or circumstance may be, no matter what storms you may be having going on in your life, no matter where your issue or your circumstance may be, know that God is behind the scenes working this thing out for you. He has a plan for your life. The Bible tells us like this. He said it like this to us, and I love this scripture. He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. Now, this requires us to be steadfast. Come here, let me talk to you. Give me about 2 seconds of your time. It requires you to be steadfast, because while God is working on it, we have to be steadfast in it. I'm going to say that again. While God is working on it, we need to be steadfast in it. God has already set up something going, some type of outcome for us to see. But if we're not steadfast, because the steadfastness, it says resilient, then the word, the definition of steadfast says resilient. It says dutiful. That word dutiful means that you are still performing the act of whatever you need to perform. You come here, let me talk to you. You still performing your duties. You're still performing what God told you to do. You're still in prayer mode. You're still in worship mode. You're still calling on his name. You're still worshiping his name. You're still being a witness to the lost. You're still reading your word. You're still doing the work that God has assigned for you to do. That word dutiful, it, when you look at it, it's a call to duty. It's a call to act. When you look at that word dutiful, it means that you are being consistent in what you need to be consistent in. You're not giving up so easy. You're not throwing in the towel so easy. You're not shaking. You're not wavering. You're firm in the place where God called you to be. Everything that's going on around you right now, be dutiful, be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now watch what happens when you are steadfast and when you're steadfast and unmovable. He said that he will give us the reward. He said, cast away therefore not your confidence. That word confidence, if you look at it, that's just the word mean dutiful. If you look at that word confidence, that word just means steadfast. If you look at that word confidence, that word just means firm. If you look at that word confident, that word just means unwavering. That word, when you look at that word confident, it just means that you're dutiful. Because watch what happens. When you're standing confident, you have great recompense of reward. If you stand in who God said for you to stand in, all things, my God, will work out for your good. You just have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He has the final say. Yeah, it might be a little rocky. Yeah, the storm might be a little crazy. Yeah, situations and circumstances may not look the same right now. Oh, yeah, the COVID is crazy. The pandemic is crazy. Finances is crazy. The marriage is crazy. The relationship is crazy. The courtship is crazy. The job is crazy. The children is getting out of hand. Watch this here. Your supervisor then went off on the deep end. Listen, God has the final say. You just be steadfast. While all of that's going on, you just learn how to say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I magnify you. God, I call on your mighty name. Not only are you able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think. Only thing I have to do is be steadfast. Come here. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Find your scriptures. Study to show thyself approved, workman of thee, not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Place, look, stand on a solid rock. Stand where the Bible talks about the house that was built on the sand and the house that's built on the rock. You're standing on that solid rock. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. You got to get into that word. That's that work he's talking about. The work of the Lord, getting into your word, worshiping, praising, calling on his name, getting in prayer. Father, I thank you for this day. God, I thank you. I know all things right now are not working like I want to, but you said all things work together for the good of them. So in the end of this, this thing may not look like it's good, but it's going to work for my good. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And he will, without a shadow of a doubt, bring you to the place to where not only he will bless you, but he will transform your whole mindset of how you see things and how you interpret this life. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. We thank you so much for being a part of this morning. Now, remember, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts. If you're looking for that cow gun, take me away moment, that perfect bath just to melt that day away, remember, Cora Gifted Gifts Bath Bomb. She can be reached at area code 346-381-8751. Right now, she has a sale going on, a 3 for $10 and a 2 for $7. Those of you all who are looking for the perfect Christmas gift, this would be the perfect Christmas gift. You want to just say, I love you, or you just want to treat yourself. Today would be the perfect day to go onto her email address, which is CoreyGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can reach her there, or again, you could give her a call and text this number, which is 346-381-8751. Those numbers and that email could be go directly to her, and she will make sure that she gets back with you. She has some fantastic scents. She also is doing a gift basket on today as well. Those of you all who are looking for that perfect gift for Christmas on this morning, you can get in contact with her. This would be the perfect Cyber Sunday or Good Friday, if you however you want to make it happen for you. Today would be the perfect day for you to give her a call or a text or even shoot her an email, and she will be glad to take care of that for you. She has some great scents and some fantastic products. We also are just excited about what God is doing. This is Lady Douglas's baby. She's been doing this for a little while now, and we're just thanking God for what God is doing in this hour in her business. So again, we're excited about it. We would like for you guys to be a part of it. Again, she has a 3 for 10, a 2 for 7, and she has a gift basket, which is a $25 gift basket. And you guys can reach her again at 346-381-8751 or go to CoraGiftedGifts34 at gmail.com. Again, Cora Gifted Gifts, the perfect gift for Christmas. We'd like to you guys, thank you guys so much for being a part this morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus, and there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. Simple, it says,
tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. Cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own, on my own. I can't make it, I can't make it on my own, on my own. I
down to two. Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where
thank you.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Zacardi Cortez and James Fortune, the blood never loses its power. I'm just glad that the blood don't lose its power. No matter how bad our situation is going on or whatever we're dealing with in our body or our mind, when we apply the blood of Jesus, oh, God, everything will work out all right. Amen, amen, and amen some more. Listen, we're not going to hold the man of God any longer. We have none other than our brother, our friend, the man of God, the prophet of God, the mouthpiece of God on the phone with us this morning, none other than Pastor Mike. Pastor Mike, you there?
I am here. I am here. How are you?
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Listen, Pastor Mike, you know the protocol. We're not gonna hold you any longer, man. Man, just release what the Lord has.
It's good. It's good.
Man, release what the Lord has for you and for the people, man. And just do what God called you to do this morning. Amen.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, good morning to everyone who has tuned in. I want to say first and foremost, this is the day that the Lord has made. No matter what time zone or time frame you find yourself in, this is the day that the Lord has made. No matter what your circumstances are, no matter what your mindset is, this is the day that the Lord has made. It's our obligation, it's our duty to rejoice, to find a way to rejoice and be glad in it. It's the enemy's duty to take your joy, to stop you from rejoicing. So thank you this day. Pastor Douglas, thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate you guys. I am really blessed to be a part of such a avenue, such a channel, such a blessed people. Knowing you guys have been a blessing. I thank you first and foremost, and I thank God most importantly, because without God, we all have no purpose. We're wandering. This morning, I just want to share a few things. I want to talk about something that I wrote, and it's prevalent to what we're going through now in these times, and it's something simplistic. It's when Paul wrote to Timothy. I'm on a read briefly, I guess, from 2 Timothy 1:7. It's a very familiar verse. It's a very familiar scripture. And 2 Timothy 1:7 reads, God did not give us the spirit of fear. And the reason why I try to focus on the spirit is because people try to whatever you want to call it, they have the audacity to try to argue fear is fear. The Bible says you should fear God, but Paul says God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I want to take a few minutes today to help us understand the spirit of fear and why and what it means. I want us to go briefly, not even go anywhere, I'm sorry. I want us to just look at this scripture, this one message that Paul is telling Timothy, the one message of encouragement by saying God did not give us the spirit of fear. And a lot of times I thought about this. I think about the spirit of fear and how it affects us. And now we have to understand that we're living in a world where fear comes in different forms. But ultimately, it has one goal. You have the outright of people that are afraid. I'm afraid to do this. I'm worried about that. I'm scared to do this. That is a spirit of fear. Okay, back up. I'm sorry. I want to deal with the difference between fear and reverence to God, spirit of fear. Fear and reverence to God is a respect. It's like a notoriety, if you will. It's me noticing who God is. It's me understanding. It's like the respect you would pay your parents, almost. It goes in a different avenue, because that fear doesn't make you afraid. In a way, if you look at it, in a way, that fear keeps you joyful because you know who your God is. You know who God has created you to be. You have identified this God, the God that we serve, our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Nisi. And the reason why I like to say Jehovah is because some people get carried away with just saying God, not identifying that they may be more than one God that they're talking about. So I like to say my Jehovah, my God of Christ. My God of Jesus. And so and so let's dig into the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is something that embeds inside of you. And a lot of times the spirit of fear has a way of manifesting in different forms. And the most prevalent form that we face is I call the what if. What if is literally a hypothetical situation. Play it out in our minds. That could exist, but technically don't. What if I walked out on faith and it didn't work out? What if I moved to this apartment complex and it didn't happen, or I got something bad, set it up in this place? What if I took that leap of faith and went to this job and the people on the job don't like me? What if I send my kids to school and this could happen? What if I go to this? It's a situation, a scenario that we play in our minds. The what if game is literally the spirit of fear coming in a different form. And because what if doesn't seem like fear, it just seems like care. It seems like concern. It seems like the enemy has masked what if as a concerned parent or a concerned citizen or somebody that's taking precautions, because we have to understand what we're getting into. Literally, what if keeps people from walking. I tell people this, my biggest fear when I was coming up, even as a young adult, was I was afraid of public speaking. I was afraid, and people was like, I was afraid to sing in front of people. I was afraid to speak publicly in front of people, simply because what if I get up there and they don't like it? What if I get up there and it don't sound good? What if my voice crack? What if? And so what happens is I never did it. I had several opportunities to sing publicly. Even for national competitions, I'm not going to put myself on the spot too bad and tell you what competition it was, but I signed up for a competition that was televised, that was nationally. And what if stopped me from even going to the audition? Because I was worried about stuff that didn't matter, that didn't make sense, stuff that never happened, stuff that never manifested, things that would never have manifested had I just walked. God did not give us the spirit of fear. What does fear do? Well, fear takes away your sound mind. Fear overtakes your power. And fear can stop you from loving. The fear of, if I try it again, this person could be like the last. If I move in that direction, I won't have control. The fear of control really scares a lot of people. But I like the way Paul is encouraging Timothy. And you got to understand how and where Paul was at this time when he was encouraging Timothy. I'm encouraging you from a place of bondage, but I'm joyful in this place. I'm telling you that the spirit of fear will stop you from preaching. And now let's go biblically. Now, the spirit of fear will stop you from teaching and preaching to the people who need to hear the truth of God, what I call, this is just me, this is just Pastor Roche saying, what I call a feel-good message. It's not the, people need to hear truth, because you making me feel good about the way you preach doesn't free me from bondage. It doesn't free me from the things that's depressing me. I was depressed when I came, and now I feel better while I'm here, but when I leave, I'm still depressed because you haven't given me any spiritual warfare, anything to fight with. So now I'm listening. Okay, sorry. So we understand how the spirit of fear operates. And when you can understand how the spirit of fear operates, you can understand how to get past it. It's the enemy's job to keep you fearful and keep you worried, but now he's masked fear as concern. It's funny how people use I was just a concerned person, so I called the police on you just to make sure you was who you say you was, even though you weren't bothering me. I was a concerned person, or I was a concerned cop, so I stopped you just to make sure that you was on the up and up with everything. You wasn't concerned. You was fearful. You thought something. Oh my God! You. All right, I'm gonna stray away from that a little bit. I don't wanna. But we mask. But the enemy has been clever in masking fear into things that we won't see. Because if I can identify outright fear, and I'm talking to believers, I'm not talking to non-believers. Right now, I'm dealing with believers, and the reason why I'm dealing with believers is because that's the ones he wants. So, in believers, the reason why I ask the question, I'm ask the question, and if no, I'm not going to ask that. No. Okay, so I really want to deal with the fear in believers, and the reason the enemy wants to keep you in fear because fear will keep you faithless. And if I can keep you faithless, you can't please God. And if you're not pleasing God, then you're just going through the motions. So that's why the fear has to be masked. The fear has to be covered. It has to be almost camouflaged, if you will, into different aspects that sounds like it's really concerned. That sounds like it's really you pre-planning. Pre-planning. It sounds like, but if you go back, it's fear. It's fear. It's fear. It's fear. The what if? What happens if I do this? What if I go this way? What if I go that way? What if I try this? Or what if I call these people? Or what if I sign up for this? Or what if I do that? And it literally is fear masked as concern. Because what if will stop you from moving? Like we said, it's a hypothetical situation that technically don't exist, but it's strong enough to make you stop moving. God, what if I open this ministry and nobody comes? What if I'm wrong, oh God? What if I heard you, but I don't hear you the way I thought I heard you? What if my hearing isn't as clear? Because the one thing that the enemy loves to do is create distractions, and he discouragement by making you think you didn't hear what you heard. And how does he create distractions and discouragement? By sending people. Watch this. There is, enemy is never in a short supply of people to send to come in and distract you right in a time when you're getting ready to move. And you've dealt with the what if. You've dealt with the, man, maybe if I should. But you've made up your mind, and then the enemy sends somebody in to come in and confirm just what you was already worried about. Man, I don't know what you got going on, but hey, man, this, you know, out here trying to start a ministry, man, it's hard, man. And now you start to worry about something that God told you to do. And instead of saying, okay, God told me to move in this direction, if God told me to teach, if God told me to open, if God told me to sing, if God told me to dance, if God told me to move in any shape, form, or fashion for him, then I need to get them moving. The issue with that is we're worried about the logistics instead of the movement. We're worried about how it's going to play out, how it's going to happen, who's going to hear me sing, who's going to hear me dance, who's going to come and hear me preach. But I have learned in this time of teaching and learning and stepping out on faith that it isn't about who's going to do it. It's we do our part and God will do his. But it isn't until, I heard this pastor say, it's called the book of Acts. It isn't until we move, and it isn't until what we do. It isn't until we start to step, we start to move one foot in front of the other. Here's a side note that I've learned. People will tell you that being uncertain about a move is not faith. And it aggravates me when people tell people that because you're unsure of something. I'm sorry, faith is being unsure but still moving. God, I can't see, but I'm going to still trust you. And I don't know about women. I've never been a woman, not a day in my life. But some men, most men, we analyze things to the point where we try to strategize it so we know where we're going. But in this faith walk, now here's how fear kicks in again. In this faith walk, now I'm trying to move according to the word of God. Now I'm trying to move according to the instructions of God. But here was faith. Here has fear kicks in. Hey, man, you going somewhere you can't, that ain't going to work out. No, just wait, just get it all together first, and then you can move. This is how, I'm telling you, this is how fear has, the enemy is so clever to mask fear and to make you think that it's not fear, it's you just trying to figure out your next move. Because here is how we get you. Your mind is saying, God, I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to move when you're saying be still, and I don't want to be still when you're saying move. And now the enemy plays on the very avenue of uncertainty that you have. Now he comes in and says, if you move and that ain't God, you're going to be wrong and it ain't going to be right. And now it's going to be a whole different set of problems that you're going to face. And then just like when I tell you, I know there's people out here that has went through this. Every time you get ready to move, every time you've made up your mind, I don't understand it, I don't see it, I don't, but God, I trust you. And when you get ready to step, and you may take a few steps, and then somebody comes in and tell you, what you doing? Well, did you check with this person? Maybe you need to call a pastor, or maybe you need to call your bishop, and maybe you need to talk to this person before you do this, because I don't know if that's good. I don't know if that's of God. And now you get to wondering, wait, did I make a mistake? Did I mess up? Oh, man. Man. And the moment you get to that point, the enemy keeps building. And now the spirit of fear has set in. As people think that the spirit of fear means you're afraid of things, most of the time it means you're afraid of yourself. I've messed up so many times. I tell people a lot, it isn't God that I didn't trust. It was me. I didn't trust me. Because Michael has a tendency of doing things unintentionally wrong, but it still ends up being wrong. And the enemy plays on that. And so that's why the spirit of fear comes in when you're trying to get past you. Because whether you know it or not, the only person that matters in this walk of yours is you. The most important fate that matters in this walk is yours. You can't keep living off your grandparents' faith or your apostles or your pastor's faith or I need a word from God, but I'm going to the pastor, but you don't believe it. The most important person is you. Just like the most important enemy you will ever face is you. This day, I want to encourage somebody. I want to encourage anybody that's listening, because I've been through it, and it's a journey. It's a journey to get past you. It's a journey to get past the fear of doing things wrong. It's a journey to get past the fight. It's a journey to get past your own mindset. And in this spiritual warfare, whenever you are walking, not perfectly, but upright, whenever you are moving for God, whenever you are walking for God, you will face issues. You will face challenges. You will face obstacles, because the enemy doesn't want you to walk. He doesn't want you. You were, in his mind, you were perfectly fine living in the middle, where you was going to church but still doing your own thing. You was going to church every Sunday, but you was also living for you. But now you've decided to live for God. What that means when I say I decided to live for God is I was strong enough to deny myself. I was strong enough to die to my flesh. And it ain't about what me want, what Michael want, what Pastor Roche want. What Roche wants is about Pastor now, which means I'm moving by the word of God. I'm moving by the will of God. I'm yearning and seeking the will of God. I'm now to a point where, okay, God, whatever you say do, I'm willing to do with no exception. It doesn't matter where you say go or what you say do. It doesn't matter how high you say go or how low you have me go. I'm willing to go on the mountaintop and the valley low alike. Whatever you need, whatever your will is, whatever your desire is. And the moment you declare that, expect the enemy's coming. And the most effective tool, one of the most effective tools, it's fear. We're living in a time now where the world will teach you it's okay to be fearful. It's okay to be worried. It's okay to be concerned. And I have family and friends that, man, you know, you can't go out here and you can't do this because, man, this virus is, and listen, before y'all get out of hand, I don't have a problem with a person that has a weak immune system being concerned. I don't have a problem with people that are at risk being concerned. But for you healthy, faith-walking saints, what are you worried about? How is fear setting in with people that are physically fit and healthy, worried about what can happen, worried about who you can encounter, when you said you serve a God who owns the, oh my God, if God is the Alpha and the Omega, if God is your beginning and your end, if God is the creator of everything you see, why are you worried about something that he has allowed? Man, how fear works. Unfortunately, we live in a country that thrives on fear. I know it sucks to say that, but it's true. We live in a country that thrives on fear. Our economy thrives on fear. Our political system thrives on fear. My God, if you only understood how fear it boosts. Think about it. When this first started, everybody went out buying in a panic, buying stuff that we hadn't figured out why they bought it. I still don't understand what the toilet paper thing was about. We allowed fear to push us and drive us into it. And now, watch this. Walmart and Amazon in this pandemic, off subject a little bit, because of our fear, because of what the world has spread it, has made more money in this pandemic. I think it was $133 billion they reported. Based on our fear. I tell people, and then I will let it be, and I'll ask Pastor Douglas to come in, but I tell people, dealing in God, the enemy is bringing the very thing that you worry about the most. Because we can lie to ourselves, and we can lie to other people, and we can deceive ourselves to make ourselves think that I'm not worried about anything. But in the spirit realm, I tell people the spirit realm cannot be fooled. You can't fool God, and you can't fool the enemy. The spirit realm will not be fooled based on your deception that you feed other people or feeding yourself. I know what you fear. I know the Bible says God judges our hearts. So the very thing that's inside of you is what I see. The very thing that you worry about when you're alone, the enemy sees. The Bible calls him the prince of the air. Jesus called him the ruler of this earth. Which means the moment you speak it, I hear it. Even in your prayers, I hear it. The good news is I'm praying to a God that he can't overtake. The reason why the enemy can never steal your destiny is because he can't overtake God. If he could, this would be a different scenario. We'd be in something different if he had the ability to overtake God. So now, instead of overtaking God, I attack the very thing that he loves, right? I get you to fear because fear prevents faith. And it may not sound like it, and it may not seem like it, but if we're honest with ourselves, the times that we should have been the most faithful, we've been fearful. And fear and faith don't mix. You can't have 50% fear and 50% faith because then fear takes over. In this walk, in this day, and this is my final and I'm over. In your most fearful moments is when I encourage you to pray and ask God for more strength, more faith to move beyond what you're fearful of, to move beyond what the enemy's been building up inside of you. To move beyond what was already there, whether it was implanted in you as a youth, or you've developed it along your growth. time to move past the fear and walk in faith. No matter what the circumstances is, no matter what the situation is, it's time to move past the fear and walk in faith. Because only then will you recognize your power. Will you be able to harness your power when you get past the fear? Only then will you recognize how deep your love goes, how strong you are in love. And there is, oh my God, and there are some of us who, once we get past the fear, we can allow people to love us. We can allow love to be to come into our lives. We can be saturated and soaked in love. The Bible says God is love. Only once we get past that spirit of fear, understanding the difference, that spirit of fear is something that's embedded inside of you. It's not a, oh, you startled me. The spirit of fear is something that dwells deep inside of you. It's something that it takes more than a, oh, ta-da-da-da-da-da, one time, and that's gone. That is not, and listen to me, the spirit of fear takes persistence to get past. Because the spirit of fear has the spirit of the enemy behind it and consistency in God. So I'm going to ask Pastor to join us back in. I don't want to be selfish. That man is a wonderful man. We have wonderful conversations. Our conversations tend to go beyond. If we had a time limit, we definitely go beyond that time limit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Definitely.
Most definitely. Man, God bless you, man. God bless you. I'm just telling you now, I'm going to steal that one. So,
listen to me. It's God's word, not mine. At any point we take ownership of God's stuff, that we're in the wrong.
Right?
So for anybody, and this is what I want to point out. I'm glad you brought that up. For anybody that is teaching and preaching God's word, don't be afraid to share your word with somebody else, because it's God's word at the end of the day. Simply because he gave it to you don't mean you're entitled to the only person to share it. Because if I heard something you said and I use it, I can go to God. I got to be fair about this. It does me no justice to take your message and repeat it exactly the way you said it, because God didn't give it to me like that.
Yes, sir.
So
talk about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take that subject and go to God and get some insight on it. So when I talk about it, I can have some revelation on it. I can know what I'm talking about. Now if I'm just repeating your words, oh yeah, that's not gonna work out. Once the first few minutes is gone, then I don't know what else to talk about, because God didn't give it to me. For me, I have no problems with anything that's ever been said. It's God's word, not mine. It's a scripture that's in the Bible. So, I mean, I like it. I love it. I love.
Amen.
I'm not a person, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not a person that quotes Paul a lot. I focus on Jesus, because people tend to debate Paul, but Jesus is not debatable. I don't care how you look at it.
But amen, Doc.
You have
amen.
To respect and value some of the things that Paul brought, many of the things that Paul brought. You have to respect it. This is one of them. So, all right.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Listen, let them know where the church is, how they can get in contact with you.
Okay. The temple that I oversee, and it's called the temple for a reason, it's at 121 Wood Street in Sugar Land, Texas. And I can be reached at 504, I'm a New Orleans guy, by the way, 931-5575, and I'm a Saints fan, by the way. And we're a temple of truth. I mean, Jesus says God is a spirit and must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. That's our focal point. That's what we do. We focus on spirit and truth. So,
amen.
There. The ministry right now, our time is from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Amen. Man, listen, we really haven't had a chance to really just sit into each other's services and just partake of God's word with each other, man. But
right.
I'm telling you, today was one of those moments where you just sit back, and I got the opportunity. We share in the word. We share in the word. Don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. We share in the word. But today was an opportunity for me to actually, for me and Pastor Mike to really just hear each other's, you know, how we sound.
Right.
You know,
right.
and we one of those group of people. Let me explain something to you. We know each other, but we don't know each other after the flesh. That's what makes our friendship the way it is because we don't know each other after the flesh. We know each other after the spirit. And when you know each other after the spirit, let me show you something. When you know each other after the spirit, you're able to now connect with that person in a way. I tell people all the time, I very seldom call people my friend because of the simple fact. Let me explain to you. The simple fact that everybody is not designed to be your friend. You have associates.
Oh my God.
You have people that's just a part of your life. You have frenemies. My wife called them frenemies. Listen here. You got frenemies, and then you got assignments. And you got to know the difference between all of these. But the Bible tells us, he says that when you know a friend, he said, know no man after the flesh. To know, to just be friendly, you have to first show yourself friendly. And this man of God has really shown himself to be friendly. This man of God has really shown himself to be a friend to me. He has listened to me. He has encouraged me. We have had words where we have strengthened each other. Man, and I'm just telling you, it's just an exciting time just when we get together. And I thank God for the opportunity to bring them onto the broadcast and for y'all to get a little sneak peek with a little sneak peek into what we be seeing, what we be doing, you know.
And sometimes
Mike, I'm gonna spill the bean. Sometimes me and Mike be going in and my wife be like, "You talking to Mike, ain't you?" Say, "Yes, I am." So, you know, it's just, man, we're just excited about what God is doing in our life, man, and in his opportunity and his chance. Man, I want to let you know, Doc, you've been heard over 13 countries today.
Wow.
We're in 13 countries. We're in 13 countries. So, man, your voice went across this world. Your voice went across this world.
My goal every time I speak is to leave you with something that you can use spiritually.
Amen.
In this warfare.
Amen.
The warfare exists.
Amen.
It's our job as pastors to equip you. It's our job as teachers to equip you. It's our job to equip you. So my goal is always to equip you with something.
Excuse me.
Whether
you take
it or not, I ain't got nothing to do with me now. Whether you take it or not, I ain't got nothing to do with that part. But it's my job to equip you.
And the crazy part about it is, we met each other through my lovely wife. This was one of those divine connection kind of thing.
Well, I think she was trying to beat me up the first time she met me. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I knew you were gonna start. Don't start no trouble. I got backup. If I would have been there.
When you first showed up, Doc, if I would have been there, it wouldn't even went down like that. It would have been a whole different moment.
I know, and I appreciate you.
Anyway, y'all was outnumbered, so it still would have went down.
Man, it was a 4-2.
Right.
It would have been 4-2, but you know what we mean.
Oh,
we ain't gonna fold easy.
No. We gonna stand strong.
We like baby kids. We don't die. We multiply.
Yeah. Until we get home with our wives by ourselves, baby, you know, I'm so sorry. People all over the world deal with and get married to these pastors. We just teasing around. My husband Aaron and I go, but that's okay. We got it.
Listen, y'all be straight. Y'all be straight. Man, listen, let me pray for you before we get off the line.
Man, we
thank you so much, man, for just being a part.
Thank you guys, man, for even considering me, man, for even valuing something inside of me to say, you know, this guy has something that people need to hear. That's important.
Man.
You know, it's it's not a competition. It's not something where you could have looked at me and was like, no, I'm straight on that. And just stuck to somebody that you knew, okay, well, no, that person is, this one's better. You could have done that, but you didn't.
You know what, though? And one of the things that we do, we move by the Spirit when it comes to connecting with people. And I'm just excited about the opportunity that God has given us to connect together, to become friends, man, to know each other. And I thank God for that, man. I really do. I really do.
man, bless God for that.
Yes, sir. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the vessel that you have used on this morning, God, to come, God, and to strengthen your people. God, the word that the man of God gave us is the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. The difference between fearing God and being afraid. Father, we thank you for the clarity that came out of the man of God's mouth. God, because what he spoke today was a strength not only to others, God. God, but he strengthened us here as well.
Yes,
God, we thank you for opening up the eyes, the ears, God, and the hearts of those that was under the man of God's voice, God. God, we thank you for everything being made well. God, we thank you for all things being shifted, not just in that thinking process, God.
Yes, Father.
God, but how they see you moving by your power, Father, and by your strength. God, build them where they're weak. God, strengthen them where they have fallen. God, let them know that even in this, God, you are still God, and you are still God all by yourself. And you could do great things in their lives, Father God. And so today, God, we bless you. Father, today we magnify you. Today, God, we glorify you. Father, we give your name all the praise and the glory and honor, because it is just unto you. It is due unto you. Father, and for that, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We sit back, God, and we speak the words of the sentiments of the word that says it is marvelous in our eyes.
Yes, God.
It's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And we thank you for the marvelous opportunity, God, that you have given to us today. Now we pray for that he has poured out, God. We pray that you would pour back into the man of God. God, strength, health, God. And, God, we speak everything that his hands touch, God. He shall prosper. Everywhere that his feet tread, God, God, he shall conquer. God, he is now more than a conqueror, God. Not just because he spoke the word, because you have called him to this work, that he is more than a conqueror. God, we pray for his lovely wife, God. God, with us and his children, God, cover them now, God. God, we ask that you would just throw a blanket over their life, God. God, and let them hide, God, in the safety of your care. God, keep them and protect them, God, and watch over them, God. God, in every way, let not the enemy come in, God, in any shape, form, or fashion. And if they just happen to manage to get in, God, your word says there's no weapon that is formed against
us. No weapon formed
shall prosper,
us.
Lord God. And we thank you for no weapons, God, prospering in the lives of those that is connected to him. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Hey, listen, hang on for a second. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. You listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
What a flight.
in the presence of the Lord. And I know what time it is. Cause time stood still. Bodies were healed, families restored, because we stay here in the presence of the Lord. No one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound. But I'd give up everything for this treasure of mine. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. Stay. I don't want you to go. In your presence, and I want more. I want more. I want more. Jesus, I want.
Anybody feel like I feel in this room?
I want more. Jesus, I want more.
Come on, if you feel like I feel, would you cry that out in this room today?
I want more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. The Overcoming Scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9 again. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen, amen. This morning, we're going to do the declaration. We're going to do the declaration over your life, the declaration over your life to let you guys know that in all things, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. And he will be able to keep you in perfect peace throughout whatever it is you're going through. This is your opportunity. This is the chance. This is God opening up a way for you. The Bible says there's no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape for. The place that you're in right now, God has made this way of escape in the form of this declaration to let you know that even though your situation or circumstance may seem a little bit out of control, it may seem a little strange, it may seem like it is overwhelming and overpowering right now in your life, but know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask and think. He will release you from this place of captivity. Amen. Amen. Listen, let us do this. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice on this morning, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice on this morning, I'm going to decree, I'm going to do a declaration over your life. I just want you to receive the declaration that is being spoke over your life. Those of you all who want to be free, those of you all who want to be free from sin, free from those things that are going on in your life, this is your opportunity. This is your chance. This is God speaking, not only just to you, not only just through you, not only just for you, but this is God's chance to speak life and let us speak life more abundantly into your life. Amen. So just receive it as we begin to speak it over your life. Just lift your hands, lift your hearts, lift your minds toward the throne of God on this morning as we begin to declare this thing over your life. Gracious and eternal Father, those that are under the sound of our voices right now, Father, our prayer, God, God, that you would reach out to them even now. God, as they lift their hands toward you in the place of surrender, Father, our prayer this morning, God, God, is that your word that has been spoken today, God, through Romans 10 and 9, where it speaks to us and says that if he said that that you died for us, oh God, God, that you died on the Calvary's cross for us. And God, that when we confess with our mouth and believe with our hearts, Father God, God, that you died for us, that we are saved, God. We thank you, Father God, for being saved and safe in your arms, God. God, we thank you for the safety of who you are right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, put into us, God, that we need, Father God, God, to be able to stand, God, in you, God, and stand on you, God, and know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly, Father God, above all we can ask or think. Father, we trust you, Father, beyond what we see. We know, God, that you are doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. Thank you for the outstretched hand of mercy and our outstretched hand of grace, God. We thank you, God, for establishing and reestablishing inside of us, God. God, everything that we need, God, to be able to stand and not just who you are, but whose we are. Father, thank you for life, health, and strength, God. Thank you for provision, oh God, for meeting us, God. God, in every way, on every hand, in every situation, that when we lean and depend on you, Father, that you're able, Father God, to show up, Father, and show out in our life. God, we thank you, Father, God, for walking into our life and giving us the ability, Father God, God, to see your handiwork at work, oh God, to see your mighty act at work, God, to see you doing, Father God, what you do best, and that is be God and be God all by yourself. God, we thank you for hope, life, and strength even now, God, that as we move into this place, God, we move into understanding, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Father, and we glorify you today. Father, and we magnify you today, and we lift you up. Father, we call your name mighty. God, we call your name great. God, we call your name powerful. Father, we call your name awesome. God, we call your name loving and caring on today. God, we stand not just only in you, but Father, we stand on what you're saying to us on today, and we bless your mighty and rich name. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. We thank you so much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection this morning and this Man Up Monday with our brother Pastor Mike that was on with us on this morning. We thank God for him. We thank God for him sharing on this morning. Listen, we got those three keys that we want to share with you, and then we'll continue the broadcast after that.
Amen, amen. The first key is to get your Bible, King James or NIV. The second key is to find your church home, whether you go online or go in and visit. Make sure you be safety when you go and visit. You can also come and join us at the Abba House International, Sundays at 10:15, Abba House on Facebook. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. Preaching the word, but is living the word. This is very crucial since you surrender your life to Christ. Again, a Bible, church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. It's not going to be easy, but it's well worth it. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Also, if you want to be a blessing, you can sow into WGC 2020 or $ the Abba House. Again, $ WGC 2020. Remember, we are here if you need us. We also have blessed all. Get in contact with us at the Abba House International at gmail.com or worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You have a fantastic day, and remember to keep God first.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and your soul, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing.